Figure 1. Relation between mean response times and number of items presented for the high mathematics anxiety and low mathematics anxiety groups. The figure features a line graph with mean response times as the y-axis and number of items presented as the x-axis. The high mathematics anxiety group is represented by a solid line, and the low mathematics anxiety group is represented as a dotted line. The plotted points are as follows. For high math anxiety, with one item presented, the participants had a mean response time of 600 milliseconds. Two items presented had a mean response time of 600 milliseconds. Three items presented had a mean response time of 750 milliseconds. Four items presented had a mean response time of 800 milliseconds. Five items presented had a mean response time of 1,100 milliseconds. Six items presented had a mean response time of 1,500 milliseconds. Seven items presented had a mean response time of 1,750 milliseconds. Eight items presented had a mean response time of 2,100 milliseconds. And nine items presented had a mean response time of 2,000 milliseconds. For low math anxiety, with one item presented, the participants had a mean response time of 600 milliseconds. Two items presented had a mean response time of 600 milliseconds. Three items presented had a mean response time of 700 milliseconds. Four items presented had a mean response time of 780 milliseconds. Five items presented had a mean response time of 1,000 milliseconds. Six items presented had a mean response time of 1,250 milliseconds. Seven items presented had a mean response time of 1,600 milliseconds. Eight items presented had a mean response time of 1,700 milliseconds. And nine items presented had a mean response time of 1,600 milliseconds.